is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back, and we want to thank again. I can't thank enough. We had four great police chiefs who joined us. Braintree's police chief, Russ Jenkins. Marshfield's chief, Phil Tavares. Pembroke chief, Richard Wall. And Whitman chief, Scott Benton. Now, we will make sure the next day or two we'll put the podcast up on our podcast site so folks can be able to check it out. We touched on so many different issues, which was very unique. Just want to kind of throw this out there. Again, as I said earlier in the show, we get a lot of people who come in, who want to come in and sit down and talk, and we don't have enough time for everybody. We try to get everybody in, but we can't. But just a quick note, coming up Saturday, this Saturday, December 13th, between 4 and 7 p.m., Christmas in Columbian Square in South Weymouth. I guess they're going to have, it's going to be the Columbian Square Business Association. They're going to be collecting toys for tots and items for our troops through care packs. If you want to make sure you stop by, Santa's going to be making an appearance at the Fogg Library at 415. Joe, just let you know.
I'm making a note.
Also, author Bob Hilberg is going to be there with copies of Total Patriots and his My Page Day 2015 calendar of why we love Boston. The other one I want to mention, I know that on Tuesday nights, Larry Nelson has done events with Sweeney Malone at the Pilgrim Sands. This is going to be on Long Beach, third annual holiday fair, 2014, 12 days of Christmas. They're going to have all kinds of amazing vendors. They're going to have a raffle that's going to actually feature. They're going to have three holiday gift baskets that'll have stuff from the vendors in those baskets. Tickets are like $1 each, 5 for 3, stuff like that. Non-perishable food drive is going to be taking place, and tickets will be, if you bring a non-perishable food item, a ticket will be automatically entered into the raffle. And I guess the Sandcastle Lounge will be open. Holiday drinks and food, coffee and tea, et cetera, et cetera. Located 150 Warren Avenue in Plymouth. Now, joining me in studio, this gentleman's been very, very patient. He is going to be looking for your vote come this Saturday as the Board of Selectmen in Hanson have a open seat, courtesy of David Sopa, who decided he had to step down. And leaving a little bit of a year and a half term to remain, Board of Selectmen decided to fill that seat. A couple of weeks ago, we had one of the gentlemen here, and he talked about his campaign. We have the other in the effort to be fair. We have Mr. Phil Andrews, who is here. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you.
How's everything going?
Well, things are heating up. We're in the final, stretch here. Yeah, we got a week left. So they're moving. They're moving quickly.
And it's not like you've had all kinds of time. I would believe like if somebody was running, well, if you were to run in the somebody was to run for like May elections in Hanson are I think the third is it the third week in May.
I think it's the third Saturday in May.
Yeah. So you know, you get out there maybe a couple of months beforehand if you're going to be running for selectman and put sign up. But you really didn't have a lot of notice, did you?
No, we really didn't. No, I mean Dave stepped down in
Dave
October.
Sober, yep.
Yes, Dave Sober stepped down in October, and of course, you know, we had the state election, you know, in between, and I kind of wanted to give the folks in town a break, you know, in between the state election and this one. So, yeah, I didn't get going until just after Thanksgiving.
Give us a little bit of a background on yourself so folks know who you are, especially folks in Hanson who are going to be going to the polls between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the McQuan Cafeteria.
That's correct, yeah.
This Saturday, because not only is your race on there, but I believe there's also a big vote to...
There's a ballot question
as well.
There's
a ballot question to do some repairs and replace the roof of the Indian Head School. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm 41 years old. I have two kids that are both going to, you know, Hanson school system. My daughter's in high school. She's in her sophomore year. She'll
Lucky
be driving
guy.
Soon.
Lucky guy.
Right? My son is in the seventh grade at the middle school. I'm a townie. I've been in town my entire life. And my family has actually been involved in town politics, served on the Board of Selectmen, Finance Committee, and various other boards. And I'm at a point now where I'm ready to get involved.
Do your own service?
And do my own service, yeah.
What was it about this seat? Why not wait until till May. What was it about this seat that you're like, this? I want this. I want to be a part of this. And is it a trial basis where it's only a small term, and if you like it, you'll seek another term? Or is it a matter of that there's an immediacy that the town needs this?
Yeah, I mean, I really woke up last January. We had a number of town meetings and a ballot question on replacing both the Indian Head and the McQuan School and building a new school. And, we went through a couple of town meetings where the residents had voted it down, and it just kept coming back. And consequently, we had a change in a number of seats on the Board of Selectmen at the May election, followed up by a recall election in July. And I'm really happy with the new board that we have, and I'm really happy with the direction that things are going. And I'd like to keep that momentum, frankly. There's a great group on that board now that I'd be honored to serve with, really. And I'm a fiscal conservative myself, and that's what the town really needs right now, is someone to really watch out for the taxpayers' pocketbook.
Joe, did you have a question?
Yeah, Kevin mentioned earlier how short of a campaign this has been. What are some of the ways that you have really gotten your, not just your message, but yourself out there to the residents?
Yeah, I've really just been out. I've been out knocking doors on the weekends, mainly Saturday and Sunday, and just introducing myself to folks, at their home. I've got some literature that will be going out this week, but mostly word of mouth. Just out talking to folks and banging on doors.
Now, is this your first run? Have you been appointed to any other boards, or was this this is the first one?
No, this is the first one.
Wow. Talk to me about some of the things that you were taught and some of the things that were instilled in you that you're going to look forward to presenting, and making it a part of, if you're elected.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I as a fiscal conservative, I believe that finances are really simple to maintain if you stick to principles, and mainly the principles are to live within your means.
Wait, does anybody do that anymore?
I wonder. That's a great question, because you look at the national debt right now, it's almost, $20 trillion. That's just, that's scary. And, every town meeting, we're coming up short, and we have to make tough decisions. And I think we're going to have a lot more of that this coming May and then, the following year. The tax base in Hanson is really strictly residential. It's like 90% residential tax base. We don't have a lot of commercial businesses in town, and that's something that we really, really need to focus on, is bringing business to Hanson, bringing business back to Hanson.
I guess my question to you will be, what are some of the issues that you see when it comes to spending in the town? One of the ways it seems a lot of communities, when the revenues are down, is to go for a Prop 2.5 override to balance the budget. Does that seem like that's the easy way out for some folks when it comes to balancing a town's municipal budget?
It does to me. It certainly does seem like the easy way out. And it's also, it should be the last way out, honestly. I mean, at home, when we have a budget shortfall, we cut the things that we don't necessarily need, and we save until we can afford them. And we, the town finances need to be approached the same way. One of the things that's frustrating is, with the regional school system in particular, there's one amount. We're assessed an amount, and Whitman is assessed an amount. And the folks at town meeting have absolutely no control over how that money is spent within the budget. It's up to the regional school department. And it's extremely frustrating when you see the buildings in town that, are to be maintained by the school department not get maintained because they've moved budget from, they've moved money from one budget item to another. More accountability and more say over how that money gets spent within the budget is what I'd really like to see.
Joe?
you know, you mentioned the schools, and maybe that's one of the longer term issues, you know, in that you would be dealing with. But what are a couple of the long term, you know, 10, 15, 20, even further down the road issues that you see that you could possibly make a change in now going forward?
Yeah, it's really tough to see 10, 20 years down the road.
Sure, sure.
You know, when we've got issues that need to be addressed right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
You know, and certainly the roof on the Indian Head School. Sure. is just an immediate need, we also have a cell tower that we need in town, and the plan had been to put it behind our fire station, and there's issues there with setbacks and variances are needed for that, but you know the revenue that will bring to the town is something that will be beneficial. It's just really hard to think long term.
Sure.
When there's
but those sound like some good immediate and long term needs. Of the town. That you'll be looking at within the next couple months probably or years.
Right. Yeah. Right. I guess I would ask you, what is the town's expenditure? I mean, what is the annual budget for the town of Hanson? I don't know if you know that. Have you ever had a chance to take a look at the budget? Or are you looking forward to taking a look at the budget and being able to look at it line item by line item and make sure that what's being spent by departments and department heads is proper?
Well, yes. What we get from each department are really two line items. There's expenses and then there's salaries. Mm. And then it's up to the department heads, to spend that money and divide it, through in the expenses and through the salary line. Now they work with the finance committee, and then the finance committee, of course, recommends.
Right.
Actually, on that point, one of the things that that we can do better is to actually record our finance committee meetings. Though they actually aren't they aren't videotaped now or available online for the public to watch, and I think that's a really important process that the folks aren't getting to see. At the end of the day, here's the committee that's deciding how to spend the money or how to recommend to the folks that we spend the money, but no one really has any insight into that. The average citizen doesn't really see that process.
One of the main issues that I've heard at town meeting, and I've heard discussions, and I've heard arguments, passionate arguments, is about what to do with the former Plymouth County Hospital property, which is it's in bad condition. What if you were able to be on that board and be part of conversations? What's some of the things that you'd like to see done with that property?
Yeah, I'm really not predisposed to one way or the other with what we should do there. We need to do something, and ideally, to me, we would do something that would increase the tax base, right, and generate some revenue in town, ideally some business revenue, but. If we took a portion of that and sold it, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to that. At the end of the day, it's what the majority of the citizens in town want, that I would support. But I'm not predisposed one way or the other. Some folks have talked about developing more apartments or in real estate, but we're at 90%. We're 90% residential tax now.
Right.
Mm. So I would like to see a portion of that at least go to, business, commercial.
Like I had said when we started out our conversation, just to remind folks, we're speaking with Phil Andrews. He is on the ballot this coming Saturday in the town of Hanson, as those residents are going to be going to the polls to not only vote on his race, but they're going to be voting on expenditures to repair and replace the roof on one of their schools. This is something that has been long overdue. I believe that you're proposing that there should be some kind of better oversight when it comes to the management of the buildings and maintenance. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And and this kind of gets back to my point about the line item budget. Mm-hmm. Right now, the money can be presented, that it's going to be spent for maintenance of buildings and things, but it doesn't necessarily happen. So I think we need some kind of creative work in that area. You know, maybe the lease amendment could be, you know, adjusted so that, you know, the town takes care of the, you know, the maintenance and repairs and the money comes out of the school budget. Now, I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud about that. We definitely need more oversight, and the folks need to be, secure that the assets that they've paid for are being taken care of by the folks that are supposed to be taking care of them.
Now, does the town have a facility manager or a board that oversees that, or is that something that's in the works?
So the regional school district has, director of facilities, buildings and facilities.
But that's just for
the region.
For the region, right.
Right. Where the town really doesn't. So that's something else that we could look at. I mean, each department head is responsible for their own building. So, you know, the highway supervisor is responsible for the highway buildings. The police chief is responsible for the police station, fire chief for the fire station, et cetera. That's something that we could absolutely look at, and we should.
All right. Talk to me about transparency in government. How important is that? Do you feel that there has to be, if you're a person who sits on the Board of Selectmen, that folks should know what you and what your board is doing when it comes to town business?
Absolutely. We need more transparency. There's a number of meetings that do not get taped, and they're not available for, you know, folks to watch. And you know, the average person is, you know, commuting to Boston to work. They're getting home different hours. It's great to be able to go in, you know, online or even on the community access channel and watch these meetings. The finance committee I mentioned is one that there's no airing of that whatsoever. The planning board is another one that doesn't get taped, and the board of appeals meetings. So those, for the average person in town, they have no insight as to what's going on in those meetings.
But could the public go and sit in on those meetings?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Anyone can go
in. So are you more encouraging that folks just sit at home watch it, or are you encouraging folks go there in person watch them?
Absolutely. Go there in person is the ideal. Okay. You know, most folks probably can't afford to do that.
Mm.
If this stuff was available on YouTube for them to go and watch, you know, when they wanted to, and certainly if there was an issue that spiked certain interests in town, they could go and they could search for, you know, a particular meeting that talks about an issue that they're interested in.
Mm. Okay. Talk to me about creative government leadership. Is that something that you think you can bring to this board?
Yeah, some of the creativity I think that we could apply is giving incentives for businesses to invest and move to Hanson, you know, whether it be tax breaks or helping them to develop properties that are the south side of Hanson. I don't know if you've driven down Route 27 or not, but
I have.
Yeah,
I do it on a regular basis.
Okay, so the old Cranberry Company, it's a disaster. And anyone that's going to move in there and create a business is going to need to spend some money to clean that up. And I'm sure that we could, as a town, be creative in how we might help someone to do that. Another piece of creativity that we could apply is for departments to cut waste and improve efficiencies. You know, in the private sector, you get a bonus, right, if you add to the bottom line.
Mm.
And that doesn't exist in the in most municipal systems. So maybe we could be creative there and create incentives for them.
Jed, question?
No, it sounds like a lot of great ideas. What are some ways that people can, you got a week to go, what are some ways that people can get, you know, in touch with you if they want to find out either more about your campaign or some of these ideas or, just how to get involved?
Sure. So, I'm on Facebook.
That's true. That's how I found,
right? That's how we connected. So people can absolutely search me and find me on Facebook. I have an email address that I use to, you know, communicate with, which I'm happy to give out. It's Philip with one L, Andrews 07 at comcast.net. Or folks can look me up and give me a call at home.
I guess, are there any issues that we haven't touched upon, but you feel that you want to touch base on while we have a couple of moments left?
Sure.
Here?
You know, I think to me one of the geniuses of our form of government is that we don't have professional politicians. You don't need any kind of special qualifications to
community
serve.
Leaders.
Absolutely. We can elect a president that was a community organizer. A good board of selectmen, and the House of Representatives or the Senate should be a reflection or cross section of the community. And I think that what we have on the board right now is just that. I think we have a good cross section of the community, and I think I'd make a great addition to that.
Well, we have a moment. You had mentioned something in regards to that downtown area. Does the town have like a chamber of commerce, or is that some kind of an economic outlet for businesses to go and be able to work together? Is that something that should be created?
Well, we belong to the chamber, to the
South Shore Chamber,
the South
something
Shore
like that.
Chamber
okay,
of Congress. That's right. Certainly. We have a town administrator, we have a town planner,
okay.
And we have a conservation agent. Well, the town planner would probably be the best place to start. But there's definitely issues that need to be addressed in cleaning that site up. It's not simple. There'll be some complicated issues. But I think we need to, as a town, work with the businesses and not against them.
Very cool. Let me ask you: Have you thought of, if you're elected this Saturday, any goals or what you would like to at least achieve with the remainder of this term that is before you if you're elected?
Absolutely. I want to see the repairs to the school through.
Okay.
And that's really it. I mean, there's going to be a tough budget season coming up, and there's going to be a lot to do just to get through this year. And if I can finish up a year and a half from now and the folks are happy enough to reelect me, then it's a success as far as I'm concerned.
And I think I want to make sure I stress to folks who are listening, the question that is on the ballot, that is not a debt exclusion. I think I saw something that Hanson Selectman Chairman Bruce Young had posted that there was a misunderstanding that was in the local newspaper, that it's not a debt exclusion, but it's a one-year capital expenditure to be able to take care of that roof. Am I correct?
That's
on that?
Correct. Yeah, it's a one and done. That's right. The rate will go up for 1 year.
Joe, anything you wanna say in closing? Whether it was about our police chiefs, what I don't know if you had a chance to hear it.
I did.
That was
a great segment.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the best segments. I hate to say this to any other segment that maybe you thought was great, Kevin, but that was one of the better more informative segments that we've had in a long time.
I will bet you $10 that Richard Rosen is listening right now.
Well, that's not okay.
Richard Rosen would tell you that the mayoral summit that we had.
Oh yes, that was actually
August,
yes. You're right. That
was right there.
Well,
as well.
I said in
and
a long time.
And I won't say I won't rank them, but I thought both were very informative.
Yeah, no, they were. And I think the biggest takeaway from the police the chief summit that we had here tonight was that our police chiefs are doing an excellent job here on the South Shore to make sure that we stay safe. Even as some of the chiefs mentioned, they are under budget and there isn't money to do everything they want to.
That's correct.
They're making do with everything that they can. And I think that's really honorable of these officers, police chiefs, to be doing that. You know, to really be working their absolute hardest to protect us. And there's a lot of honor that goes along with that.
Absolutely. It's a tough job.
It is.
It is a tough job. And when you have, there was one thing that we had brought up towards the end of the conversation, we talked about the badge cams. And that's something that's an initiative that our president, I guess, is either pushing or working for, to equip police officers around America with these badge cameras. And, the thought of, we had Chief Jenkins who had made a comment about the fact that what you may see in video and what someone has to respond to in the seconds, in just a second, you may think they're pulling out, you may see with the video that they're pulling out their cell phone. But if you're somebody, and depending on what the lighting is, you might be pulling out a gun, and you got to make a split second decision, and that's kind of that could be kind of tough.
And there's going to be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking with badge cams on everyone, and it'll definitely create some controversies, I'm sure.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend, for coming in and chatting with us. And I want to just remind folks, Joe, you're pointing at me.
Pointing at you because you have something to say.
I just want to remind folks that if you missed any of the segments that we've had on, whether it was the Richie Rose and whether it was the Police Chiefs segment or with Phil Andrews, we will work in the next couple of days to put those up on our podcast site. Very easy to get to just by going to 959WATD.com. Scroll down left-hand side. Look for the Monday Night Talk with Kevin Tocci banner. You click on it, and it'll take you to our podcast site that has over 400 podcasts on it. And you can listen to any of them over and over and over. And if you're somebody who has a smartphone like Joe does, because that's what Joe's playing with right now.
My new one.
I know it's not a visual medium yet, but that's what Joe's doing right now at this moment. And he was actually playing with it when he was talking with Richard Rosen. But you go into iTunes, you'll be able to listen to us there as well. Until next week at 6:15, have yourself a great evening.